The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Troy.
Yes, Troy.
You've set the precedent so high in the past, turning up here with your fancy discs. Your vinyl discs, your imported discs, your re-releases, and your fancy this and that's from your show-off record shop. So from now on, I want that level to be, that the quality to be as high as it's been up till now. I just wanted to make. Right. I just wanted to set that. I just don't want you to think that you've done such a good job that now you can let it slide.
I never think basically. That.
No. I know. No. You know what? Professional.
Yeah. The other thing is that there is always good and great records coming out every week.
Shitloads of mean tunes.
Yeah. Here's a totally interesting cool thing which has come out.
As easy as good as all the other interesting cool things I've bought before.
Well, now have you heard of a gentleman called Don Cherry? Don Cherry was a trumpet player in Ornette Coleman's quartet in the late 50s and early 60s.
Not the Don Cherry I was thinking of.
This Don Cherry also was also the dad of a lady called Naina Cherry.
Ah, who I met up here at BFM just around the other sink there in the hall one time and freaked out.
That's right.
I walked down the hall and there was Naina Cherry at the secondary sink that no one uses here at BFM. And I went, oh, hi. Hello, really nice to meet you. She's lovely. She's really cool. She's so cool. And that was in the Buffalo Stance years, and that was really cool. So I'm just saying. So that's her dad.
This.
Oh, Donnie.
Don Cherry. Now, Don Cherry also, he was through the 60s and 70s, he was always at the vanguard of things. In the 70s, he did a lot of work on ECM, the label ECM, you know, quite a highbrow label. By the 80s, he had joined Naina's band, Rip, Rig and Panic, on their second album. Don contributes to that one. A few years after that...
Can I just interrupt you there, Troy?
Yes.
You know before how we were talking about a musical guest in every episode?
Yes.
You were talking about Luke Cage, before, off air, we were just talking about that. I was about to say, you mean like the Young Ones?
Oh!
And Rip, Rig and Panic were on the Young Ones.
They were indeed.
And if I'm not mistaken, that was the first night I ever got drunk, was watching the Young Ones when Rip, Rig and Panic were on it. And it was horrible. I got so sick, as poisoned myself, horrible, horrible, horrible night. But I remember Rip, Rig and Panic being on that.
Well, there you go.
And here we are today. Now, here we are today with me trying to swing some story that you brought in round to myself. Yeah. Come on, Mike.
Now, the least celebrated album of Don's career would be the one I'm holding right now. It's called Homeboy Sister Out.
I'll pass it over here, would you?
Thanks. Yeah. Why was it the least celebrated? Well, for a start, it only managed to get released in France and Germany.
And Don Cherry's downtown Paris funk masterwork?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like it was ignored to me.
Well, not in Paris. Not in France.
Downtown Paris.
Downtown Paris. It's downtown as in downtown, you know, the downtown post-punk sound of New York, sound of Paris, all this kind of thing. He did it. He collaborated on this record with Mr. Matar, who...
Do you think maybe because it was 1985, do you think maybe it wasn't necessarily at the... it was that sound wasn't... Maybe it was.
Well, here's the odd thing, is that what is the sound on this record? It says downtown avant funk, doesn't it? But you'll also find some kind of reggae tunes, some particular 80s world beat type of things. And also this one that we're going to play, which is on the Turntable 2.
I see that, yes.
Stuff that sounds like this. Now, I said everyone knows, well, most people know that Don Cherry is a trumpet player.
A walk
is one we're going to play. But on this record, for some bizarre reason, Don Cherry, apart from playing his trumpet, decided he was going to do vocals as well. Are you ready for this?
I'm not quite sure whether that's a funny tone to your voice when you said that then. I'm not quite sure how this is going to...
It's because it's cool. It's because it's great.
Right foot starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, why isn't he singing along with them?
Follows. That's it. I'm gone. Out the door, down the street.
That's awesome.
He's walking.
Probably downtown in Paris.
Yeah.
I love songs that are about just things. Tell us about how you're walking, man.
It's happening.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's great. What a great voice, man. Wow. That's some very sexy bass in there, too.
So the reason that they refuse to release this in other markets is...
They're going to be greedy. The French greedy old, keeping all the good grooves themselves.
No,
French.
I mean, they tried to get this released in the US and everything, and the US went, well, the record, oh no, this isn't what people like about Don Cherry, I'm afraid.
Oh.
You're going to have to make more of a Don Cherry record. He just made a Don Cherry record. I wish I had me some roller skates. I'd be really rolling over these rocks.
I'd be rocking over these rollers too. Go. While the mailman didn't bring my check today. I better get to this program, though. That's cool. What a cool track. So, is that the only track he sings on?
No, he sings on a whole record.
Oh, good on you, Don.
Yeah. And what makes this even cooler than when the French hogged it the first time round for themselves, is it's now released on a double LP with like a whole album of additional stuff.
Oh, wow, cool.
That wasn't on the original.
Heavy gauge vinyl?
Oh, yeah. Nice and heavy.
Nice and heavy.
Now, there's also something on here called Rap and Recipe, right? And he's not so much rapping as doing this kind of vocal, but he's talking about somebody's record collection, how this guy has a whole wagon full of records. He's got Duke Ellington, Billie Holiday, and the Talking Heads.
Yeah.
But mainly the recipe part of that is a recipe for potato salad that he makes up as he's going. Sounds pretty good.
But the potato salad is anywhere near as good as the music. Let's mix them up. That's really cool, man. I'm feeling good like the way I should.
Yeah.
Well, that's no one's going to get up and turn that off.
Hey, I hope not. Homeboy Sister Out is the name of the record from Mr. Don Cherry. It was recorded and released in 1985.
What's it called? The album's called?
Homeboy Sister Out.
Homeboy Sister Out.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Don Cherry.
Don Cherry.
That's what, Donnie.
All right. The next tune comes from a record which gets its worldwide release. It's the black sleeve up on the top.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Yep. Gets its worldwide release tomorrow. Now, some of you might recognise this name as an artist that was on Brownswood a few years ago. He has switched...
Another one of those no-nonsense quality labels.
That's right. And he switched to an even more no-nonsense quality label, which is Jazzman. Now, Emanative is the name of the artist. I don't know what the word emanative means or if it's even a real word, but this is a guy who's in the family business. Emanative is a chap called Nick Woodmansey. His dad is Woody Woodmansey, who played drums for David Bowie's Spiders from Mars.
Woody Woodmansey.
Yep, he was the drummer of the
Spiders
from Mars.
Want to get that name, Woody Woodmansey?
Woody Woodmansey.
Personal telephone call for Woody Woodmansey.
So his son is a drummer and a band leader. He started off mainly doing more electronic production stuff. Now he has like a gigantic emanative band, and that is what we hear on his new double LP, which is entitled Earth. Now, did you find a... Yeah, there we go.
It's to give out or emit a feeling or sensation.
Emanative is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Don't mind if I do.
Now, on the tune we're hearing, which is called Reflection, he has the great Nat Birchall, one of Manchester's finest jazz musicians. Also, weirdly enough, a renowned expert in early reggae.
Ah.
But
I bet there'd be some really annoying experts in early reggae over in some of those.
Probably.
In England.
I don't think Ned is, though. You ready for this?
Yep.
Okay. Now.
It's a standing bass, isn't it?
But now we'll have an exercise in binary oppositions starting any moment.
Okay, I'm ready for that. Whatever that means. A wee bit left field theatre.
No, it isn't. You're just saying that because Sarah looked like a drama teacher today.
Peak drama teacher.
Peak drama teacher.
Hell. sandwiches. What's going on here, Troy? This weird cult that you've invited us into.
Well, what we have
country.
Here...
Country. City. Oh, okay, right. Okay. Bit intense.
So what we have is this gigantic concept about the Earth, right? And it's the kind of thing which I know you're looking slightly dismissive.
No, you might have roped me back in.
Okay, so it's the kind of thing that you are definitely interested in, because it's the kind of thing which puts, you know, like those things you like with lots of facts, right?
You mean facts?
Yes. Okay, and you know that
the wonderments of the real life world, yes.
Right, and you know that outside facts is like a binding kind of cultural way of receiving facts and celebrating facts, right?
A facsimile?
Not a facsimile. Actually, I'll just hand.
What are you talking
about?
it's got a good out of it sort of hand drawn funky thing there, which has got the whole of solar system there. Oh, colourful bunch of characters on this one. Look at them. The many different spectrums of a talented musician there. Horn tooters. Drum hitters. Vocal virtuosos. Guy in a hat pointing. Sitar player. Girl looking at me funny.
Okay, and this is Nat Birchall's part starting now.
Looking at the list at the menu here, it says Nat Birchall. Where's Nat Birchall?
You want to see the picture of him?
Oh, no, I've just seen what that says there about him. No, okay.
Nat is that older looking guy with the beard. That's Nat, yep.
A little bit of the John Peel's about him almost.
He does look a bit Peel-ish. Okay, so you're just looking at pictures, but you're not looking at the big picture.
That
literally.
One there.
That one, yeah.
That seems to me like some sort of a...
That's what the album's about.
The procession of the planets, the music of the spheres.
Right. Yeah. It says ominous shanti. It says ominous. Love in outer space.
Yeah, hard out.
It says Planet B reflection.
Black enchantment. Planet B reflection. Love in outer space. Macondi. Mantra. Invader Lud, Zonder Asteroidian. And then it starts getting all Latin. In the middle there, as we head towards Sun, which is the Latin name for sun.
Okay, so...
I'm just looking at some of these names of the songs, Troy. Dawnchild, Heaven's Mirror. Sandhayavadananam.
Which is one of the world's oldest prayers, that one.
I know, but it's hard to say. Which I guess is what lasted so long. Raga Requiem, Minutes to Midnight for this planet. Ooh.
And that one there is a...
A warning. I bet it's a warning.
And it's a reference to Sun Ra.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the Doomsday Clock.
It's that as well.
Oh. Heaven's Mirror, reprise. So this is fair to say this one's for jazz fans who are kind of out of it as well?
I guess so. I would have thought, though, that emanative... This is the kind of thing that I think appeals to the kind of buyer who comes into our shop and will buy things by floating points, or
I come with it. Yep. Yeah, see, just discerning.
No, someone who likes to be someone who likes to think about what they're hearing as well.
Yeah. Prepared to invest a little bit of time and the music's on, everybody. I'm just going to get lost in it for about next.
That one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, I don't see any reason why you couldn't play this at home at the same session you're playing Stroken.
Yeah, you could fit that in.
You could. But no, this Nick Woodmansey's emanative Earth is the name of this record. It really is tremendous. And I haven't actually managed to convey how good I think it is.
Right, what's it called again?
It's called Earth.
Earth
by Emanative. It's recorded with at the
Heliocentric. So it's brand new?
Yeah, well, it's not even out till tomorrow. I accidentally put it on the shelf today.
We accidentally playing it on the radio now. Whoops, a daisy. Do we have a third option?
We do. And the third option we're going for
This
is going to be a bit hard for you to queue up. We've got the second tune
on
this
side. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Lovely orange vinyl on this album. What am I to do?
What am I to do? Now, Trojan Records, as I think I've said once or twice before, it's 50 years old this year, and they've done a really great reissue campaign of some of their primo releases. This current one is, I think there's two or three which are coming, which are all compilations of this one producer, Mr. Harry J., Harry Johnson. And this one was originally released in 1970. What am I to do, Mike?
Well, a young lady there, and she definitely is unsure about what she's doing next. She's not with us. Her mind is elsewhere in that picture.
Yep.
She's definitely thinking. I'm not sure if she's got leisure, career, or a murder on her mind there.
Or maybe she's watching the ducks. She is in a park.
Or she's going to be watching sport.
Possibly.
Yeah. It's a simple photo of a lady in a sundress sitting there in the park, obviously under some foliage there.
And that's like a total...
That's all we know. That's all we can tell.
And what's on the back? Just the foliage.
Yeah.
Well,
the jungle.
Now, Harry J, most people will recognise the tune The Liquidator by Harry J's All Stars. It's been used on countless films and TV shows and probably even TV advertisements. And that is basically built on the rhythm of What Am I To Do by Tony Scott. And so we don't need to hear that one. I thought, because Mike does not warm to all kinds of reggae.
I played off of Blondie's, so that was just one reggae on my own.
But this here, of course, is the rock steady end of the skinhead sort of reggae stuff. And even though you don't warm to a lot of reggae, you do warm to sincerity. So I think you'll like this one.
Thank you for pointing that out, Troy.
This is a man called Eric Fatter.
What year is this? When's this from?
The compilation's from 1970. This tune was actually recorded in 69.
Yeah, there we go. I can feel that already.
And wait till you get his vocal. He's great.
I think maybe I like older reggae, I think.
Yeah.
Since you've been gone, my baby, I am so blue. I want this world to know just how much I miss you.
Bottle, 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 bottle.
I love you. Oh, baby, it's true. And without you, hurt you, so will you forgive me and let us start anew?
See, now does that have limits not in you? Over the top of it, and you know.
Do you like this?
Yeah, it's nice, yeah, cool.
Every day,
baby. Tell you what, it takes a bit of the winter out of today.
I think it does too.
It's the anti-winter.
So baby, please don't let
Isn't that smooth voice, eh?
He's great. Now, I don't know anything about Eric Fatter, and in fact, Eric Fatter might not have even been his name. It could have been another singer altogether that Harry J just randomly assigned that name to, because he never really did anything else apart from this one cracking tune.
So this has probably been another one of these ones that someone's had sequestered away somewhere, eh, for yonks?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Troy, so all these are available at Southbound Records?
They are indeed.
Let's run through them. The first one was?
First one we did was the fabulous Don Cherry, Homeboy Sister Out from 1985, first time released outside France, but it's doubled in size.
Oh, boomer.
Second one, Emanative Earth on Jazzman Records, a double album as well. Out worldwide tomorrow. If you sneak in today, we might even let you buy one. And right now we're hearing from the Trojan Records compilation, What Am I To Do? This is Since You've Been Gone by Eric Fatter. And as Mike pointed out, it is a lovely orange vinyl limited to 750 copies.
In the whole wide globe!
For the whole globe.
Okay, all right, Troy, thank you very much. Have a wonderful week. Lovely to see you. See you again this time next week.
All right.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.